From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Barack Obama says he had productive talks with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, on Syria, but the two sides have yet to reach an agreement on a ceasefire deal that would allow more humanitarian aid to the war-ravaged country.
We have had some productive conversations about what a real cessation of hostilities would look like that would allow us both, the United States and Russia, to focus our attention on common enemies like ISIL and Nusra. Given the gaps of trust that exist, that's a tough negotiation.
Speaking at the close of the G20 Nations Leaders Summit in China, Obama says he instructed U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to keep working at it over the next several days in discussions with his Russian counterpart on Syria. Two countries appear to be closing in on a possible deal on Sunday, but major obstacles remain. President Obama heads to Laos on Monday, marking the first time a sitting U.S. president had visited the country. His visit to the region comes as Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte ramps up his pledge to crack down on drug dealers following a terrorist attack Friday that killed 14 people and injured dozens of others in his hometown of Davao. Obama did not respond directly to reporters on Duterte's heartline against drug dealers, but he says the actions have to be measured. This week, Obama will be attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit and the East Asia Summit, where he will seek to further deepen ties and increase America's influence in the region. And Japan denouncing North Korea's firing of 3 ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan on Monday. This is VOA News. Facing the